This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, October 1. A face in the crowd. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 4. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed. And he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. Jesus taught and healed people as he traveled through several regions. And even early in his ministry, he was followed by large crowds. Sometimes he needed a break from all that, and he just wanted to teach his disciples, his closest followers. But soon the crowds would build up around him again. As he begins his Sermon on the Mount, recorded for us in Matthew 5 through 7, Jesus is teaching his closest disciples. But by the end of chapter 7, it seems a large crowd has formed around Jesus again, eager to listen in. Today, 2,000 years later, there is still a crowd around Jesus. People study him as a teacher and philosopher. They're curious about his ideas and they connect with many of his teachings. And yet, many of these people remain on the outer edge, unable to accept his claim to be the Son of God. Where do you find yourself as you listen to Jesus today? Are you one of his close, committed disciples? Have you been moving away from God lately? Are you on the edge of the crowd, simply curious, or exploring the ideas of faith? No matter where you find yourself, Jesus' words are for you. He invites us into the blessings of living in obedience to God. This isn't always comfortable or easy, but Jesus shows us how we are created to live. May we all embrace his words for the truth they contain. Pray with me. Father, help me to open my mind and heart to the teachings of Jesus. Show me what I need to learn and how I can draw near to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.